Environment. Tea Board of Kenya, TBK, in collaboration with the government on Monday donated over 3,000 fruit and indigenous tree seedlings to various schools in Nandi Hills sub-county as a measure to contribute to climate change mitigation. The fruit seedlings, which comprised of improved Hass avocado, were donated to 13 schools, both primary and secondary. Nandi County Deputy Governor Yolita Mitei, flanked by CEO T Board of Kenya Willie Matai and students from different schools during a tree planting exercise at Nandi Hills Comprehensive School on Monday. Photo by Ruth Meynier, schools within the sub-county. Speaking during the tree planting exercise at Nandi Hills Comprehensive School during their pre-International Tea Day, Chief Executive Officer, CEO, Willie Matai noted that the tea industry has acknowledged the impact of climate change and consequently formulated a framework for intervention which includes efficient management of soil, water catchment protection, sustainable management of trees, use of alternative sources of energy, among others. Matai noted that the changing weather pattern is increasingly being felt in the agricultural sector, particularly in the tea subsector ecosystem. Thus, the tea industry in Kenya is at the forefront in supporting the government agenda of planting 15 billion trees by 2032. Due to climate change, a number of counties, including Nandi, are experiencing floods, hailstones, increased temperatures, among other adverse effects that greatly affects the yields and productivity levels, including the tea sector, which has critical economic importance to our country. Planting trees helps in mitigating climate change, thus positively impact on agriculture, especially the tea subsector, explained Matai. Country Rainforest Alliance Director Marion Inganga, on her part, said that to achieve high yields and quality of tea that is good for nature as well as the people, the ecosystem must be conducive. To produce tea that is good for nature and consumption, we must conserve the integrity of the ecosystem where tea grows, said Marion, adding that improved Hass avocado is a green gold that starts bearing fruits within a period of 3 years, thus encouraging residents to embrace Hass avocado trees in their farms because of their high yields. Nandi Deputy Governor, DG, Yolita Mitei, echoed the sentiments, adding that greening the environment is securing the future generations. Mitei called on environmental stakeholders to make people understand the difference between plantation forests and indigenous forests, noting that once people distinguish between the two, they will be in a position to conserve their ecosystem as well as identify the best place for plantation and indigenous trees. Rainforest Alliance Kenya team, led by Country Director Marion Inganga, planting a tree at Nandi Hills Primary Comprehensive School. Photo by Ruth Meynier. We support every initiative that seeks to further the mission of our president of greening the environment as well as meeting the target of 1.5 million trees every year in a period of 10 years, DG Mitei pointed out, adding that we cannot do without trees. Planting trees in schools is key because it makes learners understand the value of trees at a tender age and they can be assigned to take care of them, thus learn the culture of conserving the environment, she added. Nandi County Executive Committee Member for Agriculture Kiplima Lagat lauded TBK and all stakeholders for the tree planting initiative, urging residents to follow suit and have individual initiative in conserving the ecosystem. We have a duty as humanity for tomorrow that we must start today by planting trees, said Lagat. TBK and all other partners utilized the same platform to call on Kenyans to consume local tea, terming it the best in the world.